وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا أخي عثمان، بارك الله فيك. Yes, my dear brother, you are allowed to give zakat al-fitr for your family members who they deserve it, who they are among the category who they deserve zakat al-fitr. Zakat al-fitr should be paid only for two among the eight categories, two only, the fuqara and the masakin. This is consensus. Fuqara means those people who they have nothing to survive. They don't have anything. Masakin, who they have but not enough. You see the difference between them? Fuqara, who they don't have, masakin they have, but there's not enough for them. Those two of kind of type of people, they are not to pay the zakah for them, zakatul fitrah for them. The other six categories is not applicable for zakatul fitrah. Anyway, my dear brother, barakallahu fika. And if they are from your rahim, mashallah, khair azim, good. Because with this way, you get two rewards. The first one, paying the zakat al-fitrah for them, helping your Muslim brother to support him to survive. Number two, connect your rahim. Because this is the best way to connect your rahim, when you be generous and you give khair to your rahim. It's the best kind of connecting. Sometimes when you go and you give your rahim is in need, you go and you give him salam. Salam alaikum, how are you? I connect with your rahim. Actually, he need your support. He need you to feed him because he doesn't have. So your rahim at this connection, this connecting, if you are able, is not complete. You understand? The correct way to connect rahim with him, with this person from you, because you are able, is to feed him and to give him according to your ability. Because this is his need. You understand? Till the end. So my dear brother, do it. Barakallah fiqh. May Allah accept from all of us our deeds and increase us in all khair. Ameen. Wafaqakum Allah.